Blog Talk Radio.
Hello! It's the epic, the big, the bad, the Monday Night Manic Monday Rad Reality Show! And you know what? Tonight is supposed to be an epic night! We don't know who's calling in! It could be anybody! I'm afraid John got maybe, like, Julie Chen to call in or Janelle. What am I going to do? What am I going to ask? What is Michelle going to say to the people that she's been in the house with me if somebody like that calls in? What is going to happen? What is going to happen? We will find out tonight on the Manic Monday, the game show edition, because it's the booking the task that is going to be crazy and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm trying to find Manic Monday. Sorry, guys. Yes, it's a Manic Monday.
Intro, that was awesome. Hello, everybody. Manic Mondays. Hi, Ron.
Are you ready?
I am so pumped. I'm fist pumping over here, okay?
You know what? You know what? Hey, you know what? I feel like we should do this real quick. I was just sitting here thinking, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you
ready?
No,
I'm not ready. I'm actually scared out of my wits.
I'm so excited.
Cause I was hoping maybe John would give you a little hint. Because John says he has this huge, epic
He's
guest.
He's so secretive.
Calling in.
I love it. I love it.
Oh,
love
he hasn't
secret.
Told you nothing either?
No.
Oh my gosh.
He hasn't even, like, said anything to me. So I think he's keeping this very secretive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid it's Julie Chen. I mean, what am I going to say to Julie Chen? She's a professional.
Say hi would be nice.
Yeah, you're going to have to help me. You know what? Here's somebody. Vicky knows Sheila. I mean,
Vicky.
Is Sheila going to call it? What, my question is, Michelle, who did you call in for? Say everyone.
What do you mean, who did I call in for?
I mean, did you call in for anybody? Say everyone.
No.
You called in for everyone,
no.
Right? You called in.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I can't pick one person. Are you kidding me? So it's either everybody or nobody.
You called in for everyone. So you called in for all five, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, good. So you all get 1 point. So if anybody doesn't show up, you at least got a Michelle point.
Okay, because that's the only way I rock is if everybody gets a point.
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of you today to tell you that. I was going to tell them that you called into
everyone.
Well,
I'm sorry, but I experienced the most amazing thing today.
Yeah. Are you going to share since no one's on the phone line yet?
Would you like to know?
Yeah, I want to know why you were drunk still in the morning.
Oh, well, I went out last night, and I went to see DJ Tony Toca. And just ripped it up, okay? Ripped it up.
Yeah.
But that's not the amusing thing. Today, I went with my friend, who is pregnant, and she was due in August, okay? So listen to what we did. So she found this place that does 3D sonograms. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but it sounds interesting.
They do 3D sonograms and 4D live, which means 3D, like you can actually see the face. Like everything about the baby. You can see the placenta. You can see ribs. You can see the baby's face. Everything, everything. And the 4D live is actually in footage, like actually being live rather than a 3D picture. It was so crazy. We spent 30 minutes staring at her baby's face. He was sticking his tongue out. He was kissing her placenta. He was sucking on his umbilical cord. He was smiling. It was the most craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing.
And how big was it again? I mean, how old was it?
Well, she is like 7 months along. So, the baby's about 3 to 4 pounds.
Wow.
Like, you can actually see everything. Like, we saw the lips. We saw his penis, and it's gigantic. And the lady that was doing it, she goes, "Oh, my God," she said, "you have a really big boy." And we were like, "Oh, my God." And she took a 3D picture of it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was going to ask about that, and then I'm glad you went there because I didn't want to ask about it.
Seriously, it was out of control. I've never seen anything like it. I'm actually going to post a picture right now that I took so you guys can see how crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, I actually was squeezing my friend's hand so hard. She was like, "Tell me, stop squeezing her hand." I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was amazing.
That is cool. And I can't wait to see the picture. It is so awesome. How did Portugal do? Are they still
in Portugal is in the semifinals, and they play tomorrow against Spain, 2 o'clock or 2:30. Better be interesting game, and better believe that I will probably be out of control. So I am like shaking out of my boots right now, and it's going to be out of control. I'm pretty
Vicky said refresh, and Zach had said, "Come on, board, Ron's board, light up," and then Vicky said, "Refresh it," and I'm like, "I'm refreshing it," but she was talking to Anne-Marie, because she lost sound. I was like, "Why? No one's there on the phone line." I'm still waiting for my. I just know everyone's gonna call in at one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we don't know who's
going
to call
in
tonight.
That's just how it happens. Don't you know that?
Yeah, and people wanted me to tell them a certain time to when to tell their guests to call in. How many times have we told somebody to call in, and then it seemed like we get two of them at the same time anyways? I mean, it never works. I mean,
I can't wait to John.
John's guest is not supposed to call in around 8 o'clock. So we got an hour just to sit here and just, like, hoping. So
hoping, praying, wishing, and wanting.
But hey, Paul, you're on the line with us. Paul is going to stay on the line in case Ron has emergency phone disappearance, or if Michelle
why
has
would
emergency
you disappear
phone
wise.
Because my internet sucks.
Oh,
I got
having a bad internet day.
My phone internet is always bad.
All right. Well, listen, everybody, I am going to be posting that picture that I was telling you guys about right now, and you guys are going to be shocked at how cool it is. All right, so hopefully it'll be up soon, and it's out of control. The baby's actually smiling in this picture. So I hope you guys enjoy it because it's out of this world.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, are you there? Are you over there too now?
I'm here. I'm like a regular fan. I'm really excited. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Would you like to talk to our first contestant or our first person who called in for? Would you like to ask a question to Michelle? I mean, since Michelle's on the line and she's our first reality star to call in tonight.
Here's what I want to know. Who contacted you to be on? Which contestant?
I told you. Where were you? We've already talked about this.
You guys already heard my answer.
I know.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Paul was sleeping. You know, Paul sleeps until 5
right.
o'clock.
I'm glad he got up in time.
And then he takes 2 hours to wake up. I'm just joking, Paul.
No, you're absolutely right. I have all my life been a slow waker.
My mother was
always a quick waker, and she'd come and say, "Good morning, sunshine," and I felt like saying, "Leave me alone. I'm not awake yet."
Oh, boy. You know that's my nickname is Sunshine, right? I don't think anybody knows
really?
That, but my nickname is Sunshine, yep. Everybody calls me Sunshine around here.
Well, it fits.
Isn't that
interesting? I always thought it was Portuguese princess.
Well, yeah, I mean, they obviously call me that, but my old school friends, before Big Brother, they call me Sunshine.
Guys, I have a feeling we won't get calls to about 7:15 anyways, because I told most people to start around 7:15, because you know how we always want to do a little intro. Guys, and if you know somebody that is, maybe waiting to call in, let's just hold off. I mean, we got stuff we can talk about. You know what? I want to ask this question, Michelle.
Okay.
Round pick up. There's nobody on the phone line. You're not on the phone line.
I'm telling the president.
Oh, now you're on the phone line. Okay. Hey, yes. Panther, go
Hi.
For it.
Who's
this?
What do you mean, who's this? Take a wild guess.
Oh, hi, Lita.
Hi.
You know what?
What?
No, Panther, that ain't going to work.
Please, I know her voice like a Vapta.
Yeah,
what
the fuck are you? Wait.
What are you saying?
I
can't hear nobody. You're all yelling.
I said, who are you? Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I know who I am. I'm just
this is Lola fucking Falana.
Have you heard
What's
that
up?
Clip? Because it's hilarious.
I did hear it. Costa, I was peeing myself. I'm like, I sound like fucking Stallone. I sound like fucking Stallone. I got a great voice on the radio, huh?
It was awesome. It was awesome.
What are you doing, girl?
Nothing, just kind of over here on pins and needles wondering who's going to call in. So first off, you're a surprise. That's a good call.
Yeah, I am a surprise, aren't I? I'm a fucking ray of sunshine. Are you happy?
I love it.
You know what? I think my fans love Lita. I just really think they love
Isn't he precious
please.
When he's drunk?
He's
I'm not drunk.
When he hits the hooch.
I'm not drunk.
No. Of course you're not. No, you dabbled.
No, I don't even. I drink water. I don't drink no more.
I've dabbled a little bit here and there.
when I drink with my medicine, it freaks me out. No,
let me tell you something. My baby brother got married on Saturday night, and I did enough friggin' Patron shots to, oh my God, I was lit.
Oh my God, I could only imagine. Were you doing cramps? Did you get any cramps in the fetal position?
I couldn't feel my cooch. I was so friggin' drunk. It was horrible.
Did you take pictures in the
grass? And then I topped it off with Hennessy.
Did you take pictures laying in the grass?
I got a lot of pictures, Costa. I only put up the ones I could deal with on, Facebook.
Okay.
Like, all right, I got to edit this shit because I was a hot mess.
I love it.
Hot mess.
Okay, Panther. Is Panther with you right now?
Panther,
yeah.
No, I stuck her in the trunk.
I was going to say...
Where are you? Are you in New Hampshire, Lita?
What, baby?
Are you in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I stopped in to say hi to her. I came to see a cousin. I'm like, all right, let me come see Panther. I come in here, she gives me a phone. She's like, let's go.
Nice. I wish I was there with you guys.
Yeah, when the hell are you coming around,
girl? I might have to give you a
point. I ain't seen you in a while.
I know. It's been like, forever where I almost fucking lost my boob?
Oh, not the boob story again.
The boom, boom, room.
And a few stop signs. They need to trim some trees around there. I don't know. But anyhow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hi, Panda.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, now listen,
okay.
You guys. I got to go pee-pee, and then I got to go home.
Oh,
okay.
You're going to go
Gilster,
home,
you're
ready?
Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, I'm telling everybody, hi, I got to go pee-pee, and then I got to go home. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. No shame in my game. I love all he is. You be good.
Love
you.
We
right,
love you,
Carson,
too.
I'll hit you up this weekend, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bye, Ron.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye,
okay.
My beloved.
Panther.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm here.
Panther, I'm going to mute you
too?
Off. I'm going to go ahead. Okay, no, Panther, you're still on. You can talk for a second.
Panther did not go pee, did she? Okay, good.
Yeah, she's on her way to go pee right now. I see her back heading towards the pee room.
Nice.
Well, what we hear on our show, okay, guys, just hold on. We're going to get calls in. I know we're going to get calls in. Unless these guys
you.
Have been blowing smoke up my ass.
Thank you.
I'm just
yeah.
joking. I can't think of anything else to say. but you know what?
Hold
it's 7:15. I'm going to take a commercial break, Michelle. Okay?
Take a commercial break.
And give us a chance to compose ourselves. And I'm waiting for people's friends to call in and people. So I should play the clip. Do you think I should play the clip?
I think you should play
Tell
the clip.
Tell me if you want. I think I should play the clip. Let's play that
play
clip.
The clip.
Way up the
for
stairs.
People that
okay.
didn't. And but yeah. I'm glad we did this. This is cool.
Hold on. Here she is. There she is.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey. I wanted to really have opportunity to say hey to everyone. And
who am I talking to?
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you talking to? You've talked to me.
I'm Alita. Who the frick are you?
I'm Ron Red.
What
the fuck are you?
Are you fucking serious with this shit?
What?
I mean, no. All right, hang on. I don't know if you've got some beef. What are you saying to me? Who am I talking to?
I just said.
All right.
Who are you talking
to? Oh, you're Ron. Oh, I like you. You're okay. Okay. No. All right. No, I don't know. I've been drinking, like, lemonade juice. I've been drinking the juice.
Lemonade.
My head's a little spooked out, though.
Yeah, that's one reason I wanted you to come on. That's why I wanted you to come on the phone, because I thought you'd be funny. Wait, is that a clip over with? Yeah, it must be.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing.
How's that for memories, Michelle?
No, because I can't listen. We couldn't hear what you guys were saying because it was like a 15-minute delay. So we could only hear what Alita was saying. And it was the funniest thing ever. But to put it both together, it's like... Oh, my goodness. It was so funny. And I'm sitting there trying to tell her, no, it's Ron. It's Ron. That's when she was like, oh.
You know what? I was wondering who was kind of like finally got her, kind of got her
to
the point.
I was like, it's Ron that you're talking to. It was seriously funny listening to it and funnier being there. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was. I do have to say. That was hilarious. And I think I came back with the funniest line of my life when I said, who
yeah.
the fuck are you? I was like, I didn't know what else to say to her. I was like,
no,
I mean,
perfect.
I knew she knew. The thing is, I knew she knew who I was. I mean, I know she knows who I was. I mean, I know she's heard my
at
voice.
That point.
Yeah, I know. That's the funny part about it. I was like, girl, I've talked to you at least a couple, three, four, five times. And there she is on the phone. And, oh, okay.
Oh, that was so funny.
But I can't
Thank
wait until
we
call in.
That was awesome.
I might have to tell people to call in the 7 o'clock next time we do something like this, because this wait period is, like, killing me. And,
me
and,
too. I want to know.
And I wanted to make sure we gave time for everyone. Panther, are you getting – has anybody told you they might call in? Might call in? Since you're on the line with us?
My two people cannot call in until Thursday because they were at the Daytime Emmy Awards last night in Vegas.
Right.
And
I'm working.
Excuse me.
Well, that's what I said to her. They couldn't take us. They couldn't take 5 minutes out of their. I'm just joking.
Well, they're flying at this point in time. They're flying.
Yeah, I'm just
home,
joking
so
with you.
They can't. You know. You can't be on a phone on a flight. So.
Right. I'm just playing. And honestly, I'm probably going to give her credit for this Thursday, and I'll talk about it tomorrow night. Yeah, that's cool, Vicky. Yeah, I'll talk about what I'm going to plan on doing for Thursday now. And yes, if I can't even remember your freaking name right this second. If
Panther.
Panthers, if Panther guest calls in. If Panther's guest calls in, I am going to be excited because I'm a huge fan and of the one, and another one is I'm a huge fan of both, actually, and I kind of miss them. So I'm looking forward to that. Even if, you know, because she told me who they were, because at the time I kind of didn't want to go on and let her, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, I'm going to see how this plays out and everything. So, but yeah, it's going to be huge. And plus, I kind of thinking, you know, people like tonight, people that are booking for tomorrow, they know what's going to happen tonight. So I don't know. I don't know how to play it yet. So we'll see. I will make.
Well, they're two huge people.
Yeah, one was up for an Emmy. I can't wait. Okay, the chat room is having fun.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, let's all make fun of Ron while we wait. Okay, Big John, that was from Big John. Mine should call in 7:30 or after. See, the plan was to get Panther first, and she just couldn't find. And that's why I told her she should have got Rennie to call in or somebody. I know she was trying to find somebody that hadn't been on the show.
It's hard enough to wait for 5 minutes, never mind Thursday.
Right, so, Paul, are you there still? Let's check in on Paul, because Paul hasn't talked.
Somebody leave me a wake-up call? Oh, no.
Wake up, Paul. Ring, 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 ring.
No, I'm kind of like Ron and everybody else, anxious to hear who's coming on. It's nice to hear from Alita again. Thanks for that little bonus, Panther.
Sure. I was desperate. I was grabbing at straws, and she was knocking on my door, and I said, call in, give me a point.
Yeah, I might give you like a half point for that
Kind of halfway looked, you know, I'm the weather guy, kind of halfway looked at the radar. Are you guys getting some storms up in New England?
Not
actually,
yet. We're supposed to, but I think they're going to go past us.
Yeah, well, they hit us already, and it, like, knocked trees down and had a little bit of hail, but luckily where I was, we just missed it, so.
That's good.
Yeah, we've been
good
having
to hear.
It was 100 degrees here today, so. We've been having we've been having some ridiculous weather. We had a tornado a couple of days ago, not around where I live, but maybe like 20 minutes away. And then we actually had we don't really have a lot here, but we had an earthquake. Actually,
I was going to ask you, do you have tornadoes, or is that pretty rare for you to have them up in that area?
Tornadoes and earthquakes are very, very, very rare. But since all of what's been going on here with Mother Nature and how we've gotten those floods, and we've just had some crazy weather here, so I'm not even surprised that we had tornadoes and earthquake. I was just kind of...
Well, the earthquake,
like
that probably will never happen again in your lifetime. That had to have been really...
Hey, guys, guys, I'm going to have to interrupt tonight if you guys are in the middle of a conversation, if there's a phone call.
Absolutely.
So if I interrupt tonight... Just pretend
okay,
like.
Okay, let's do this. We're waiting.
But I think this is Jess, actually. But I'm gonna pick it up just in case it's not, because I don't know her number. Is that you, Jess?
Wait, is this me?
Hello, Jess. Good to know.
Yeah. Is
yes,
there a reason you're calling in?
Sorry.
What?
Just having a moment.
Yeah.
Just having a moment, okay?
That's why I called in.
Okay.
That's right, girl.
Okay, I'm judging my head to mute you because I don't want to have a bunch of people on the phone lines tonight, okay?
Okay.
Sorry. Love you. Okay. I don't want to have a bunch of people on the phone line. Even Panther, when I get my first caller, I'm going to mute Panther. I'm sorry, Panther.
Yeah, yeah.
wait, say that louder.
Yeah.
No, Jeff. People in the chat room said Jeff. Now, he might want to call in if somebody pulls off with
Well, it sounded like you said that. That's why.
No, did I sound like
it's,
Jeff?
Well,
no,
you said
Jeff,
Jeff,
but
it
sounded
Jeff.
Like Jeff.
See, I told you.
Jeez.
That's my backup Panther right there.
I got your back, honey.
You can call in. You can call in Mandy. I mean, you're on the 18th. Somebody grab her. I really don't want to flood the phone lines tonight because I'm afraid we're going to get so much people up on the phone. Because I keep on looking at the clock. We got like 3 minutes to 7:30, and that's when Vicky said her people just start calling in and everything. Oh, God.
God, you're making it so suspenseful, Ron.
I know. And I'm sitting here, and I should have told John to call in sooner. You know, hey, we got a call, and let's bring this call in, okay? Okay, Panther, I'm gonna mute you right now. 763, you're on the line. Your name and where you're calling from.
Where's John?
John, you want to talk to John?
He invited me.
Okay, let me bring John up. John,
yes.
This is one of your callers?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Michelle, do you know who this is?
I don't. I can barely hear the voice. I need him to speak again.
Hi, John. Hey, just trying to help you out, John.
Thank you, sir.
Who is that?
You guys don't know who that is.
I can't hear, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, his phone is breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. How's it now?
Ooh, that's better. I don't know. I'm like, who is that?
It's... It's up
to you, John. It's your deal, John. I'm whatever you want to do.
I think it's a voice from Big Brother.
It's my guest. No.
No, it's not.
Co-host. I asked your co-host to call in for me as my guest.
Is it Paul?
Hi, guys.
That's why I'm hearing the freaking verb. I was like, "Frick, I'm hanging up on Paul."
Oh gosh, I was like, "That was a bad impression."
You know, for a second there, I thought it was actually somebody famous because I thought, but it was you didn't hit Paul next
what?
Time. Mute your other phone.
I tried to sit on it to mute it, but I didn't want to hang up, and I couldn't stop the... Oh, I know what I should have done. Anyway, we thought we'd have a little fun. It was...
That was good.
No, it wasn't. It sucked. Because I really was trying to think... Because I said it sure didn't sound like Nick, and it sure wasn't Ali. And I'm like, John said his guest is going to call in at 8 o'clock. I'm like, who the fuck is sounding like an alien from another planet?
Well, that's why
and,
I'm like, you guys like, does it sound familiar? I'm like, it did, but it was because it was Paul. That's why.
Yeah, I was hearing it twice. I mean, kind of too. And I was like, what am I hearing there? And okay, that was funny. Ha ha. You guys just win a funny award. Yeah.
Woo-hoo,
you guys are great. Oh gosh. You guys just made me sick because I'm trying to sit here thinking about who it is. Okay, we got another caller. So I'm gonna go ahead. And Vicky, if your people are calling in and you want to talk to them, make sure you get up on the phone line, because I want you to be able to talk. But 765, are you welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
Hello. Are you wanting to talk? Are you calling in for a contestant?
Somebody else was.
Hold on a moment, please.
Yes.
Hi, Baba
Dad.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. What are you doing? What's your name?
Me, Digga.
I'm at a loss. I don't know who it is. Really?
I
don't know that.
I'm changing my pocket.
I am.
Oh, you're M?
M.
Is this Mandy? And her daughter?
Me.
Oh, my God, how cute.
Bye.
That is cute.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Yes, thanks for calling. I got another caller.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, that was awesome.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. People are starting to call in, and we've got a lot of calls.
Oh, my goodness.
Now.
This is good. The build-up, I'm loving it. Every time there's a call with somebody else, I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Okay. Let me get Vicky. I'm going to get Vicky up on the phone line because I'm afraid. Hey, Vicky. Is this
you,
314?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello,
okay, I'm going to keep you up just... Hello, Vicky. I'm going to keep you up because your calls, I think, are starting to pile in, okay?
Sure.
Cause
I love it, the calls.
And
everything. Paralyzed.
Yeah, because there's
like
three that just popped in. So, 323, welcome to the Rad Reality Show. It's Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Would you like to say your name and where you're calling from, or if you want to try to trick us? I mean.
Oh, I don't know. Do you guys think you could recognize my voice?
Oh,
wow.
It's Erica.
I recognize it. Who?
Wait, no.
I think you said it right. I was just wasn't sure.
Is it Erica?
It is. What's up, guys?
Hey, Erica.
I knew it was Erica because I knew Erica's voice because I'm a huge Erica fan.
Oh, wow.
She has the sweetest voice, doesn't she?
Go on.
Yep.
I mean, go on.
But you know why she has the sweetest voice? It's because she's from Chicago.
That's right. Damn it. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Close to me.
Well, Erica, welcome. And you, I shouldn't say welcome for the first time because you've been on the show before.
I have. I love the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are
you
doing these days?
I'm actually calling in specifically for Vicky because she reached out to me and I just wanted to do that for her because she wrote me such a sweet email. So, hi, Vicky.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure, hon.
Yes. And I know you were calling in for Vicky, and I'm so thankful. What are you, real quick, because we got other calls and everything, and this is kind of like it was going to be a spur of the moment, and I want to get you back on during the Big Brother season.
Yes.
We need to hook up and do it. And we need to talk Bears football.
We definitely
again.
Do.
My brother's a Bears fan, so yeah,
but,
bring it on, whatever.
But
that Michelle? Who is that? Whose voice
is
that?
It's Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
Michelle.
Hey, Erica.
Yes, Michelle Costa.
How you doing, baby? Good.
I'm doing good. I'm going to be seeing you in Las Vegas.
Probably.
Yes. Good, because I'm going there. You better be there. I want to meet Erica.
Erica was just fun.
I want to hang with Erica in Vegas.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well,
I'd love to
see her.
All
right, well, I'm going to let you guys go. Thanks for having me.
Okay. No, thank you. And
bye,
Vicky gets a big woo-hoo.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, Erica.
You're welcome, guys. Have fun. Bye.
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 Go, Vicky.
Okay, we got our first caller. Hey, Paul.
I'm in
love. Paul, are you, like, writing over there make sure you keep a tally.
He's
of
not
the...
napping. He's not napping. I'll tell you that for sure.
Because there's no way
the phone, okay?
I can do that. You know, oh, yes. You know how much I love Erica. I won't even talk about my love fest for Erica. Because there's so many other callers. 818. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Michelle Costa and Ron Rad, and your name and where you're calling from and who you're calling for.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Pico. Who's this? Hello?
Huh? Who is this?
Hello, this is Pico. Who's this?
Pico?
Hey, this is Michelle, and that's Rad Ron. Pedro, is that your real name?
No, this is Pico. Who's this?
Pico. I'm sorry, I thought you said Pedro. Pico?
Pico, yes. Who's this?
Oh, Pico. This is Michelle. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Vicky is coming for you.
I believe
Vicky.
So.
Are you calling in for Vicky, Pico?
Yes.
Okay, well, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Michelle, you should know him.
I think I know who it is, so.
I am.
I'm going to say it's Jesse, but I'm just, I don't know.
I'm very manly statured. don't question my machismo.
Yes, it's Jesse, I knew it.
It's Jesse. It has to be Jesse. Are you the biggest thing in wrestling right now?
Who? What? Where?
That's Jesse. Yeah, I couldn't tell his voice in the beginning, you know that?
I kind of thought at first it was him,
I'm sorry. Who? What? Where?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny. Oh,
hi,
man,
Jesse.
We got so many calls. We have so many calls.
All right,
too.
All right,
Jesse,
all right, all right, all
you,
right.
You did great, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Oh, all
right. So wait, Jesse, real quick, plug your next event.
Jesse, what's your next event, Jesse?
Plug your next event.
Wednesday, Winnipeg, Canada, at 11:11 Chevrolet. It's July 7th. We're actually in June. I'm sorry. I misspoke there. It happens. I'm human. We make mistakes. I'm not a mistake, but we make them. That's you. I'm the machine. I'm God gives to women. And hello? What?
Oh, that's
hello?
Funny. Okay. Yes, we hear you. We hear you, Jesse. We hear you.
All
right. Go, Vicky. Thank you, Vicky. I hope you win those tickets.
Thank you so much.
Make it happen.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Okay.
Hi, Jesse.
We have
I
Jesse.
Love you,
no,
Michelle. I love you. I love me, but I love you, too. I love it. All right.
Yay.
Jesse, I love you in a man way, but not in any other way. So.
I love Erica, too. Erica Landon. You are my hero.
Yeah, me
all
too.
Right. Have fun, everybody. Bye.
Bye,
have fun.
Jesse.
I'm so afraid I'm going to hang up on somebody. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm so afraid. So if I hang up on somebody, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go to the next person, but
just
the next
breathe,
person.
Breathe, breathe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a break in a second because I got these phone lines are piling up. Okay,
leave
you're an unknown number. So, yeah, I know it's my fault. This block number, you want to? Michelle, you're going to have to help me do this because I'm going to have to breathe.
I don't know what you're
so,
doing.
Unknown number.
So I'm trying my best here. I'm trying to you know understand what's going on over there.
I'm just trying to pick up the phone line.
I know. I can't see what's happening.
Me either. That's the funny part. No, I'm just joking. I got it. Okay, 858. Your name and where you're calling from. And you're going to try to stump us like Jesse?
I hope so, because I like that. Hi.
Hello?
Hello? I'm calling for Vicky, and I can't do a cool Pedro voice like Jesse, but that was hilarious. You know
I
who
think
it
I
who else has this voice? Like
I know
I
it. Come on, you guys have to know who this is.
Well, I think I
yeah,
know
I'm
who
afraid.
It is.
I'm
on
me.
With.
You listen to
I'm
me.
On here with you, girl.
Like,
thanks for
okay,
calling.
Here's a hint. I like to throw microphones.
Hi, Shima.
You know, don't listen to me. I'm starting to get scared. I'm starting to get scared in saying who they are because, like, I'm going to say somebody different that's so off, and I'm going to, you know, like, when who was the first one? Erica was there. I started to say Erica because I knew her voice right away, okay? But I was scared to say it because I thought, oh, no, that's not Erica. Oh, yeah, what if it's not Erica? They're going to think I'm crazy. But, no, Shima, I hear you now.
I hear Shima.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. This
Hello,
is it's
everyone.
Going crazy.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Shima. I love you.
I love you too, honey. And hi, Vicky. That's who I'm calling for. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Shima. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
No problem.
And yes. Shima, do you got anything you want to plug real quick before I let you go?
Yes, let's plug the oil well. And then,
You go, girl. You go, because it's horrible.
No, actually, I'm going to be blogging this season, so stay tuned for that. That should be interesting.
Yes, it should
be. Where
are
you going to blog at?
Actually, I'm not going to announce it just yet, but it's a Hollywood entertainment site, so.
That should be fun.
I'm sorry?
That should be cool then. I mean, it's going to be we should all go watch it or listen to what, read
it. Well, I'm going to be writing. I'm not going to do, I'm leaving the on air to Kevin and Lydia. That's their thing. I'm just going to be writing, so.
That's awesome.
Well, it should be very interesting to read. So, everybody, make sure you follow Shima.
And you're going to have to pop onto our show and give us a little,
Yes, Shima, we should discuss during the season. We should share our opinions.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I saw that Chelsea tweeted something about not liking someone in particular, so that should be interesting. I mean, if she did an all-day interview and one person really got to her like that, it should be an interesting season.
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to move on, Shima, and we have a love fest with
love
you here
girl.
At the Red Reality Show. So thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you guys take care. Have fun.
Bye.
We are. I'm
bye
already
bye.
Having a blast.
Okay, perfect. Bye-bye.
Vicky is
bye.
Rocking it.
Yes, and I'm like scared
go
here
Vicky.
Because I keep on trying. I'm hoping
I
hang up.
I want to take it to Vegas.
Vicky
okay,
is not messing around, people.
Okay, 310. You're up now.
Hello? Jace? Hello? Did anybody
hello?
Get hello?
James? What is this with the voiceovers and everything?
I don't know, but I like
okay.
it. It's very, very, like, mysterious.
Well, thank you very much. This is Juan.
Oh,
Juan.
Oh, are you friends with Pedro?
James, oh, very good. Very
Pico.
Good friends with him. He's
oh,
very manly man.
Good.
Yeah, he's oh.
Michelle, you're going to have to help me on this one. I can't figure that one out.
Oh, the other ones, I was right on with them. But this one is very, very interesting to me.
I'm very old, so old. And I cry if you not know who I am, I cry.
Bonky, it's Bonky. He's the hidden guy that called in during the Cowboy Show, and I realized his voice when he started to say, it's Bonky.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
You did good, Bonky.
You never
going to
give me a game.
He
called into the show the first time Cowboy was on to talk to Cowboy, and he beat him to it, and I didn't know he was calling in, and I totally did not know it was Bonky because I was like totally like, I don't know. And then I was sitting there.
Yeah, that was really good.
Scary.
Thank you.
But you had me today until I heard that little bunkiness in you.
Good job.
Thank you so much
for
calling Bunky.
Bunky on us,
hey,
okay?
Vicky. I honestly can't remember, Vicky, what I said in an email, but I think I said that I couldn't because I'm traveling.
Yes.
And I did set myself a reminder just in case because I hate to say yes, I can call in and then don't. So I said no, but I made myself a reminder, and I'm actually visiting Seattle. I visited Seattle for the very first time for their Gay Pride this weekend. And so this morning I checked out of my hotel and I'm currently driving up to Vancouver. I've never been there. I'm excited. Love the Canadians, eh? And all of a sudden my alarm went off on my iPhone, and I'm like, oh, I need to call in. So I literally pulled it over on the side of the road before
oh
I got into Canada.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Bunky. This is
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
And do you got anything you want to plug before you get off?
Other than Pedro, I'd like to plug.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesse is such a good guy. He's always been wonderful to me. He's a super
he's awesome.
Guy. He really is. And he's got a great on-camera persona, and so off-camera he's totally different with me than he is his on-camera. And his on-camera persona to me is a lot like Mr. Pectacular, his wrestling, which I'm a big wrestling fan, so I'm super excited for Jesse. But anyway, what I'm plugging is I'm actually running the last year I ran the AIDS marathon. I ran 26.2 miles. Thank you very much. At the age of 45 years old, didn't die. And so this year I'm running the AIDS half marathon. And if you go to AIDSmarathon.org, just click on Disneyland half marathon and search for Bunky, and you can donate for that. So I'm running that in September, trying to raise money for AIDS Project Los Angeles. And then also in November, I'm going to be walking 60 miles for breast cancer.
Awesome.
Hey
yeah.
Bunky.
That's awesome.
I'm supposed to ask you, this is Vicky. I'm supposed to ask you, are you going to be in Vegas in September? Because Cowboy is looking forward to seeing you there.
Oh, is he? What is that event called?
The Vegas Bash.
Vegas Bash.
Live at the studio. Live at the studio.
Yeah, live at the studio.
I don't know at this point because I don't know when that is and when the marathon is.
It's September 17th to 19th.
Yeah.
I will try if I can get myself there and get the funding and stuff. I am doing a reality rescue in. Is that in, help me out
in
here,
Virginia,
folks.
In Virginia?
No,
in
that's
October?
Over in Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Near
yeah.
Virginia.
Come on to me, so I'll be seeing
you
over then.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be going to that one, but get a hold of Nikki. Nikki might can get you some help on, you know, and everything. So get a hold of Nikki from Live at the Studios, or I'll tell her to get a hold of you, and you, maybe you guys can hook up and everything, because she likes all the Big Brother. It's huge event in Vegas, and Cowboy is going there this year. Michelle's going to be there, and there's going to be a bunch of them. So, hey,
Cowboy's
the phone
my
lines
man.
Flooded.
Okay, thank
the
you,
phone lines
everybody.
Flooded, and I so thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have
thank
a great
you,
day. Thanks for following Big Brother. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, man. You know what? And if you're on the phone line, I'm working my way through you guys. There's like one, two, three. There's at least five of them on still that I'm still
stay
at
on.
Home.
Stay on there, guys.
That was a surprise.
Just stay on. I'm working.
Sure Vicky's happy about that one.
Yeah, stay on, guys. He's getting to you.
Yes, to stay on. I'll call back
I'm
in a second.
I'm so stoked right now, so I'm super excited. Like, all these calls are awesome.
And the ones that are taking a long time is the ones I can't. I heard Bunky's little voice in there through his accent.
Yeah, Bunky was the hardest as of yet. Bunky was the hardest. And I hope people keep doing that because I love trying
to figure out. No, Jesse was to me. Okay, 818, you're up now. I'm not going to say, what?
Como está?
Did she say, como está?
Como está? That's
the other person trying to trick us.
How are you?
Como está? This is Chantel.
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 Hi, Chantel, how are you?
Hi.
What's going on? Would you like to talk about yourself, Chantel?
No, I'm calling for Vicky.
Oh, you're calling for Vicky.
Vicky.
Okay.
So did you,
anybody with the name Chantel, I'm in love with.
I'm Pedro's girlfriend.
What?
I'm Pedro's girlfriend.
Oh, my God. You are
hey,
so
Vicky.
Funny.
Wait.
That's
the
one. She's Pedro's girlfriend. Come on, you guys. Who's my
Lydia?
Friend? With, who's my friend with the best
Lydia.
Sense of humor?
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
That
no,
so
it's
funny.
Sheila, isn't it?
Yes, it's Sheila.
Oh,
I kind of guessed that. First of all,
Pedro's boyfriend and sorry, bad joke.
I said Pedro's girlfriend.
No, see, I thought you said Pedro's girlfriend, and for a second there, I thought it was Lydia, but that's not Lydia's area code, because I know Lydia's area
code. Okay, that's why. Like, I was like, wait a minute, Pedro's girlfriend, wait. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Sheila.
And
that was so
Ron.
Funny. I love it.
Oh,
hi, Ron.
Hey, Sheila. Hey, I got to talk to you for 1 second. What did you think of what Big John did for you and making us post stuff on Cherry Garcia's wall? He's in the chat room.
Awesome.
You want to give him a quick shout-out?
Yeah, big shout-out to Big John. Dan, you know who you are. You're the man. It was fabulous. I mean, like Bunky, I'm running the marathon, the 26.2 marathon in Honolulu. Same charity, APLA. Dan was just so awesome. He was thinking out of the box. I want to try to top it now, like maybe, you know, do a thing in July and just try to get all the fans and family and friends to donate $1 per mile that I'm running, which would be $26. I mean, we can forget about the point, too, but, you know, it's just going to an amazing charity, and I'm just blown away because, you know, I did the L.A. Marathon March 21st and ran 26.2 miles, and the fans were just so awesome. The Big Brother fans are the best fans in the world, and they helped me raise the money that I need to raise. So I'm on my way, thanks to Dan and Vicky and all the other people out there that have already donated. But I've got about 2,500 and something more to go. About 2,500.
Where can they donate, Sheila? Where can they donate?
You can go to my Facebook and look underneath my photo, my profile photo, and hit on the link. And then you just go to donate for Sheila Kennedy. And basically, you can donate anything. I've had people donate $5, $10. And I haven't really started the fundraising, but it's amazing how Dan and Vicky and, you know, APLA has kind of just already got the ball rolling. And it's awesome.
I'm going to post a link right here. Right here in the chat.
Yeah, I'm
going to post a link.
Link right now in the chat room.
I posted a link right now in the chat. Yeah, anyone in the chat can see it. Just click on that and then go to make a gift. And then that's all you have to do. It's really easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
okay,
and then I want to
I have the link in the chat right now.
And I want to, you know what, and go to Bunky's, too, because it's the same organization, it's the same charity. Bunky's doing a half marathon in Disneyland. I mean, it's just, these people are awesome. They're saving lives. They're really saving lives. So it's such a great charity.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, Sheila, we got tons of people. Do you have anything you want to say real quick?
Yeah, I want to plug that I'm going to be in Shippers Update chatting this year for BB12.
Awesome.
Yes. Make sure you go listen to
me, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to pop in there now, too, once in a while, just to, you know, to hear what you have to say. And maybe we can steal you one night. Just come in here and talk real quick. And tell people that maybe can't make it to their show. But thank you, Sheila. And we'll make sure tell everyone.
It's going to be every Wednesday, you guys. So thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Hey, Michelle, I can't wait to see you in Vegas, baby.
I can't wait to see you either, Sheila.
Let's get our drink on.
Just bring your unitard, okay?
I guess we're going to have to make out again. You know what I mean? That was just too short.
Hey, that was hot. I saw those. I saw you guys do that in
Vegas. Stays in Vegas.
You know it. You know it.
I can be around. So I'm.
All right. I love you, Vicky. I love you, Vicky. I hope you win.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
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 Okay. Bye.
Vicky is damn dunking at people. You guys better come correct because Vicky is here to win.
Yeah. You know what's so funny about that? We haven't had nobody, though, and I'm not saying this in a negative way. We haven't had nobody yet, Vicky, though, that hasn't popped on our show one time. So we're hoping we get somebody that pops in that have never been on our show. You know what I mean? The Red Reality Show part. You know what I mean? So it's been cool, though, because it's all at one time.
Don't let him bring you down, girl. Don't let him bring you down.
Hey, we never know. There's so much people on the phone line.
That's
but, hey, unknown caller.
Your socks.
Unknown caller. You got your phone number blocked, so I can't give you your area code. You want to Are you calling in for Vicky?
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Everybody
okay,
say hi.
Yeah, everyone said hi that's on hold.
Everyone say hi.
Hello?
Okay, I just can't help you out. Oh, wait, is that you or is that Vicky?
No, that was me.
I'm going to have to move on.
All right.
Yeah, I just...
The person that just is showing their caller ID blocked, Ron is trying to answer your call, so if you can speak up and just say hello to us.
No, I'm moving on for right now, and I'll go back in a second because, I mean, that's cool, but they're just going to have to... Okay, 702.
Hello.
Your name and where you're calling from.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. I'm talking to you, 702.
This is Nikki, you big dork.
Hi, Nikki.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Nikki, did you call? Nikki, did you tell him you called in for Vicky?
Well, actually, I'd love to, but John asked me to call in for him, so I'm calling in for him. I thought that was funny because I thought that was very nice because I'm not really a celebrity, but I thought that was sweet of him to ask. So
you get a point. That's cool. John gets. But if did anybody else ask you to call in too? I mean, did anybody else?
No.
I haven't asked that
no
to other people.
He,
I mean,
he is the only one that thought of that. See, he's a clever guy.
Well, that's cool. That works.
No, John comes in Cosmox Vicky's role.
Hey, if I consider me a celebrity, you're a celebrity, so we'll just call that a, you know.
I just want to let everyone know that he probably just doesn't remember, but because of the name of the event, which is the Vegas Bash 2010, I have spoken to Bunky, and unless his Disney thing falls on the weekend, he was going to do his best to come up to Vegas. So we have communicated, we have emailed, we have been in contact, so everyone knows. So hopefully he will be able to make it.
Yay.
Cool. Okay, Vicky, there's two more people waiting on the phone line, and I'm still afraid of John's big guess. And I should have picked you up for John. Here, I'm going to bring up John for a second because John did ask you. John, you want to say thank you to Nikki?
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. You got it, and you go win, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty, hon. Well, you guys.
Hey, John, I'm going to leave you up on.
Thanks, Nikki.
Okay. Hey, Nikki, have you been listening to the show?
Yeah.
So you've heard how many people Vicky already has so far? We've had Jesse. Wait, we had Pedro. We've had Pedro's girlfriend. What was Pedro's girlfriend's name?
Sheila.
I've lost track.
I don't think she gave a name.
Oh,
yeah, she said something like
Sheila.
Chantel.
Sheila.
Yeah,
hey, wait a minute. Nikki, thanks so much for donating the tickets for this game. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. That's great.
Okay. Speaking of Sheila, I did want to let everyone know that our show Saturday, July 10th, which is our first show after Big Brother starts, Sheila is going to be in Vegas in studio for a special show, and also is our contest chat winner who won the Secret Santa trip to come to Vegas and be part of the first show of the season. Puff Puff is going to be here and possibly another in-studio guest. So we're going to have a special show, a long show, and a whole thing on Saturday the 10th with Miss Sheila in the house. So
nice.
And I hadn't actually – she's listening on. Your tickets are on the way. They're booked, so you're done. We talked about it, but it wasn't official until I did that this morning, so – just letting everyone know, Sheila will be here July 10th, and that'll be fun.
Sounds good. Nikki, I'm going to have to move on. Love you.
You
thank you for the tickets.
Bye,
man. You might want to get in the chat room if you're not. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I will. All right, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nikki. Okay, let's go to the next one. This is like a party that never ends.
Party.
323.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Ready!
Hold on! Ready. Listen! You ready? Wait, hold on! Wait, I'm coming! Wait, hold on! Hold on!
Once in my life, I have
yeah!
I hope you're dancing.
Y'all there?
I hope you're dancing, Rennie.
So, Rennie, who are you calling in for?
Who am I calling in for? Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I'm doing my normal thing.
First of all, honey, this is an act of love, okay?
Right,
okay?
I agree.
You think I'm going to stay on here and listen to all of these people?
Yeah.
It was funny, though. It was funny. Okay?
Okay, so are you calling in for Vicky? Are you calling in for Panda or John? I want to know, just to be clarified. Are you calling in for all three?
I am calling in today, at this moment, for Vicky.
Woohoo! Thank you, Rennie.
I'm calling because I didn't say that I have not committed to anybody else, but at this particular moment, I'm calling in for Vicky.
Sounds good.
Whoa.
That's all I need to hear. Yes,
that's
all I need to hear. Rennie,
thank
you,
Rennie.
You. And Rennie, I got to have something.
Who else is in the running? Panther?
Oh, Panther's in the running.
Panther is in the running.
Oh, good. Okay, well, this you got some lead horses up there. No, I'm talking about with some people here. But anyway, let's get back to the poem that Vicky wrote. Okay?
Oh, yes.
What do you mean, oh?
I cried. Did you not hear me cry? Did you listen to it? I cried.
I thought that was so sincere.
It really was.
You could hear the emotion in it.
I never cried. I never cried as much as I did. And that night, I almost couldn't go on. And now you're making me cry again. It's going to make me cry again. Because what she said, Michelle, have you heard it yet?
I actually did, yeah. It was amazing.
So, I mean.
Wait a minute. You mean when Vicky said the poem?
Yes, when Vicky said the poem, I cried.
Yeah, well, that's what you should do, because that was a great accolade to you.
Really. It was, and I really appreciate it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it's everybody that's on. I don't know a whole lot about your show.
Yes.
First of all, where's Eric and Lorraine? Are they there?
Round
Hello?
Show.
They just called in like you did, Rennie.
Oh, they called in. Okay. No.
Yeah, they just called in.
Anyway, I get confused.
Okay,
sometimes.
Said Erica.
Don't always
no,
wrong
she,
show.
She
it's
was
okay.
saying Erica and Lorraine. She said Erica and Lorraine. That's other Big Brother show on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's a different deal. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all
I'm
good.
Sorry.
No, it's
okay.
Okay.
No, it's all good.
This is the Rad Reality Show.
The
with Ron Rad
Reality Show. This
yes.
is the bad Rad Reality Show, honey.
Not the bad, right?
Right.
Okay, maybe, yeah, bad to the bone. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you're bad to the bone. So what's going on?
Michelle,
on your show.
You want to take that one? Right now we're doing
Rennie,
a contest.
Do you know who you're talking to right now? Who am I talking to?
Yeah.
This is the Portuguese princess.
Hey, thank you for putting that lovely comment up on your Facebook about me trying to find love. I got
you
a lot of comments on that.
You know what? I've got something to tell you. I don't know if I wrote about finding love.
Yes. It was funny.
Wait a minute.
A
what did I
comments.
Do with it, Michelle? Now I can't find it. You ready?
Ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This was written by someone else, but... If it is your time, love will track you down like a cruise missile. If you say no, I don't want it now, that's when you'll get it for sure. Love will make a way out of no way.
Wow.
Okay?
Who wrote that?
That's
that
awesome.
Was written by, wait a minute, hold up, Linda Barry.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
Yeah. But listen, don't worry about it. You'll find somebody. A lot of people, you know. You know,
I'm sure it'll smack me in the face, and it's going
to
be funny when I'm not looking.
No, I used to think that, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Rennie, I hate to do this because we got the phone lines are crazy, and John keeps on telling me there's an epic. I got to move on to the next caller, and I hate to do
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Rennie.
I love you, Rennie. thank
yeah,
you for calling
in.
Yeah,
but you didn't let me plug anything.
Plug, no, plug. Go ahead, plug. I want you to plug. Plug. Please.
Okay,
I
go to Oprah.com, your own
yes,
show, Browse and Vote Rennie, and also donate to the Red Cross and Salvation Army down there in Louisiana for me. Love y'all.
Love you,
Rennie.
And hey, you know what,
Rennie?
I've been plugging that too, so don't worry about it. I'm plugging it for you on the show, and we've been pushing it. We love you, Rennie. And
love y'all. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you, Rennie.
Bye bye.
Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna go to the next caller, and hope this time this unknown person will call. The block call. I'm gonna try you again. You there? Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to the next call. 310, you're up on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
310 is a California one.
Ooh, I think I might know who it is. Come on, California, where are you?
Okay, I'm going to pick them up in a second again because they don't have the one, and I'm just going to wait. Okay, 646.
That's me.
Okay.
Hello. Hey.
Hello. And what's your name and where are you calling from and who are you calling for?
My name is June, and I'm calling from New York, and I'm calling for my John Crocker.
Hey, June.
Wow.
What's up?
What's up?
Who
John
is
on the phone line with us right now.
Yes, it's Michelle.
Yes, Michelle's on the phone with
What's
us.
What's up, Mama? Hi, John.
What's going
Hello,
on,
my
June?
Darling. How are you guys?
I'm
well.
Good. I'm good. So you're calling in for John.
Heck yeah.
So, hey, June, this is Ron. Ron Rad.
Hey.
Hey, I got a question to ask you.
Yes.
Why? What is your, is there a reason you called in for John?
I called in for John because he's probably going to be my future, like, godfather to my child.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. And I know you did something this year, and I wanted to, when I thought maybe when John told me he had a guest calling him, you know, and it was going to be epic. I thought maybe you would like to, I wanted to say thank you for donating this stuff to Toys for Tots.
Oh,
I believe Panther's, and Panther I think is still on the phone line with me. Actually, I left her up when Rennie was here, and I know she would always want to say thank you to you, you know,
oh, of course.
On the show. And,
yeah,
and,
I
like really
a month
appreciate
ago. She's awesome.
So that's awesome, June. And I'm so thankful that you called in. What have you been doing since, I mean, it's been so long ago since you won Big Brother. What have you been up to?
I know, it's been so long. So, you know, I've been busting my ass working, and then I got laid off of Wall Street 2 years ago, so I've been traveling all over the world, and I recently returned to school, and on my latest travels, I met the love of my life, and I'm planning to, in 6 months, move to Belgium for love and get married and settle
wow.
in Belgium. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but
that
I still
awesome.
Have time for John and you and Michelle and Panther and, you know, all these amazing people that have made my whole Big Brother experience totally worth it, you know, aside from a few of the intense people that have come in and out of my life. You know, I've really met some amazing people that are fans first, but then friends second. So it's been really great.
Agreed.
Well, you know, yeah, one of my most memorable moments this last season was when Jack and you talked Big Brother on my wall, and it was
yeah.
So, and I wish Jack could have called in. I was trying to get John. I should have, when I thought maybe it was you who was going to call in, because you had a great season. Do you keep in touch? I know you keep in touch with Jack. Do you keep in touch with anybody else from your season and everything?
Jack is the only one I keep in touch with. I think there are people who have tried to keep in touch with me, but I try to only keep super positive energy around me, people who really want the best for me. And I think Jack knows me well enough that he knows what's best for me, and everyone else kind of has fallen by the wayside. But that's life.
No, I understand.
Hey, it is.
Well said.
Michelle, you got anything?
Well, I'm just, like, I love June, and it would have been a year coming up that I met June, and because we went to the premiere at Janelle's. So I'm hoping that she's going to be going to Vegas.
When is this? Probably
September?
Not.
Vegas
Bash? I'll be in Belgium in September. Any kind of travel that I have coming up, any free time, I'm still trying to build up this long-distance relationship and get married. And so all my travels will be overseas to Belgium, unfortunately.
Well, I'm so happy for you, and I hope everything
Thanks,
works
Mama.
Out.
You Girl, you
that.
Know I've been waiting, and I'm a little
Heck
older
yeah.
than you, so I get dips first on marriage.
No problem, girl. I'll wait for you.
Hey, June, I do have to ask you real quick. I would love to have you on for, like, a full hour show where we can really sit down and talk, me and Michelle and you.
I would
and,
love
like,
to.
We can get some colors. I would love to do it.
We should do it when the Big Brother season starts, because I'm sure me and June will have a lot to talk about.
Oh, hell yes. Why
so
not?
So I'll get
Let's
Michelle to contact you or get John to contact you.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want to work that out because I really do want to have you on for a long-term show. And when John told me he had an epic guest calling in and everything, and I was like, oh, no. I want to make sure I get a chance to have you on, you know, for a long time. We can
Sure. You know I'm not shy.
Talk,
Big
Brother.
Yeah.
No,
I always
you're
have
not.
Some choice words, so I'll be happy to.
I would like to hear you and Monica in a conversation with Michelle.
Oh, my God.
That would be interesting.
We would be chatting away for like hours.
Exactly, and you probably have to send
I wouldn't
a
even be able
things.
To. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to talk during that show. That'll
we just need to make sure we all have wine
or a joint.
So
exactly.
John, did you have anything you want to ask June? Because you invited
her. Oh, she knows I love her. Thank you very much for doing this, and I appreciate it.
Of course. John and I have become
yes.
so much closer this last year. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
John's awesome.
John's a great guy. And we both will have to say that. We said that together. So, June, I bet you need to get going, and I thank you for calling.
Thanks, June.
You're welcome, and I hope John gets through to the next round. That would make me a very happy girl.
Oh.
That was a
Love
nice
you guys.
Welcome
out.
Thank you.
Keep up the
That's
good work,
awesome.
Guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
No, thank you.
Bye, Mama. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jim.
Well, that was an epic call. Thanks, John, for that one, because I love June.
Yeah. You know what, though? I had to breathe for a second. Can I breathe?
You okay? Breathe.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm physically okay, but, man, we've had how many callers in a row? And I'm over here working a switchboard. And we had two callers that are, I think, still on hold. But I think I'm going to play a break before I can put the phone down for a second off my ear because my ear's, like, sweating up a storm. Okay.
Are you having, like, a moment over there?
No, just it's like, man, think about who we've had. We've had Renny.
I know.
We've had June. We've had Cowboy. No, wait, we haven't had Cowboy yet. Bunky. We've had, man, we've just had everyone. And, oh. Can I breathe yet, John? Or do you have anybody else maybe calling in?
Oh, you have more people calling. Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. So I got two people. Let me take a quick break. I'm just going to play something funny
All right.
real quick. And like I said, give me a quick little breathe and moment. And Michelle, you might want to breathe and take a glass of
I'm
wine.
I'm trying to.
Hey, let's do this because I love this. I love this over here. I love this of the Jesse.
Oh, that's right. It's the house guest from season 10 and season 11, the person America loves to hate, number one in your programs and number two in your hearts. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders, and I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
Okay, ready for our next caller, and let's see what we can find on the phone line now. Wow, we've had some fun, weird, crazy calls today. We've had Pedro. We've had, who else? What? Was it Peco?
It was Peco because I said Pedro, and he said, no, Peco.
Oh, okay. What was
funny?
Bunky? What was
Isn't
Bunky?
Isn't that funny?
Funny, haha. Like funny like a clown?
Funny like a clown.
Okay.
Do I make you laugh?
Okay.
Can I use
you? Let's go to our next caller. Ready? You ready for our next caller?
I don't know. I've been surprised every call, so I am ready.
Me too. Actually, I'm gonna go to this one. 585. Name and where are you calling from? You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
Okay.
New York.
New York. Hello. You're from New York, right? You said? Hello.
Hello. Who said New York?
Okay, let's just. Paul, was that
Paul
you?
Did.
Oh, Paul
okay.
did. Okay,
so,
I was like wondering.
I'm
going
to go to the next caller. I'll go back. They might be just listening in. That's what I'm afraid of because I'm kind of picking up everyone because I don't know who's a guest and who's not. Okay, 210, your name and where are you calling from?
Hey there, it's Nicomas from Big Brother 5.
Woo!
Wow! Whoa.
You know what? Whoa!
Listen, you guys
are high. We are doing great. You know, I was wondering which these guys would call and ask, or write you and ask you to come on. And may I ask who contacted you?
I was contacted by John Crocker.
Wow. So, yeah. Nicomas, what you been up to since your Big Brother experience?
Hanging out, having fun. I've been managing a retail store for the last couple of years, and it's summertime in Texas, so every time I get the chance, I go out and go tubing on one of the local rivers here, so just enjoying life.
Well,
nice.
This is Ron Rad, and Michelle Costa's on the phone line. I know Michelle wants to say hey to you.
Hey, Nicomas, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Michelle? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that you called in and supporting John. This is a great surprise.
Yeah, no joke. Well, he contacted me a few days ago, and he was like, hey, could you do me this favor? It would be awesome. And John's an awesome guy, so I figured it's, you know, an easy thing to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we would.
And as we just had June on the phone, you are one that we haven't had on the show before, and I definitely would love to get you on the show for a longer visit and really have a good, like, 45 minutes, maybe me and Michelle and you. Maybe during this, do you continue to watch the season? I mean, will you watch the 12th season, or is that something you've quit doing? I know some people like to and some don't. Are you one that would just watch?
Unfortunately, I've kind of trailed off from watching Big Brother. It's just every season that I try to watch, it's like watching my own season. It's like, no, don't do it. Or it's just very frustrating, and I feel sorry for all the poor kids, and it's like, oh, no. I see this, and it happened. So I haven't followed it in several seasons, but it's always fun to meet up with everyone from the seasons that have come after mine and even the ones that have come before and just kind of share experiences. So I do enjoy that aspect.
So I still would love to get you on, even if you don't, you know, get a chance, you know, to watch and everything. But I would love, wouldn't you like, Michelle, to have a longer experience with Nicomas?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are big Nicomas fans here, so absolutely would love to have her back.
You know, I have to ask, before I go, I do have to ask this question. And I know if I don't ask it, people will say, why didn't I ask this question? And I've heard this question asked to you, and I've heard the question asked to the other person that I was going to talk about. You, just real quick, you don't talk to Cowboy, right? And do you want to address that real quick? I just know people would, in the chat room would want me to ask that question.
Fair enough. That's the most frequently asked question that I get, and I'm okay with it. Cowboy and I, per se, really don't keep in contact on the regular, but him and my father do, and that's kind of the important aspect out of the whole situation with us meeting. At least he finally gets to hang out with his dad, which is the real important thing.
Right, and like I said, I'm friends with Cowboy, so I know I kind of knew it. So I really appreciate you calling in, Nicomas. And
thank you, Nicomas.
Thank you, Nicomas.
Welcome, guys.
John, did you want to ask anything or talk to her real quick?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
This is awesome. Have you listened? You've not got to hear much to the people that have called in before you, have you? You just got
have,
on the phone line.
Yeah,
you
I just
kind of
jumped
line.
On the phone line. Actually, I'm at work right now, and we're having a busy Monday night, and I just kind of hopped off into the office, and I'm giving y'all a little call.
That's
great.
Cool.
Thanks
so I'm gonna let
that.
You go. And thank you. It's been awesome.
Bye,
yeah,
bye.
No problem. And if you ever want to do another show, just hit me up on Facebook.
I will. And I've been meaning to. I actually talked to you with Nikki, so a few weeks ago when you were on, and I meant to. And I kind of was waiting for this test to see who these guys got before overbooking. So I'm glad you called in, and you get back to work, and thank you for calling in, and we'll get back with you very soon.
Yeah, for sure. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
You too. Okay. Next caller. Let's go to this caller next. Okay, John, you are blowing me out of my socks, just to let you know. You got two awesome people so far. And Vicky, you have to, and everyone, I'm just, okay, 818, you're up now.
Hello, jolly good show, jolly good show.
We got another interesting accent.
Oh, it's okay, maybe this will help. I heard somebody else had their own theme music.
Oh, okay, you got some theme music?
It's a good show. I actually just wanted to clear up something. It's actually Peco.
I said it was Peco. I did.
So, Sheila, I don't know who you're actually dating, but if it's Pedro, send my regards to him because we haven't been meeting in a minute. Monkey, I really appreciate the thoughts, but you know, you always my boy, and I appreciate it, and I sent you those pictures for your charity event. Michelle, I actually wanted to plug MrPectacular.com. That's MRPEC with a dash TACULAR. Ron, you're the best. Don't forget to go to WFXWrestling.com. And if you ever need me on this Blog Talk radio show again, you know where you can find me. Up in the clouds because I'm a star.
All right.
Are you calling in for John, too? Is that what...
John gets an extra point for that, because that was like a bonus.
No, is he calling in for John?
No.
Were you calling in for John?
I'm just calling up in a follow-up thing just to clear the air about Peco or Pedro. Peco.
I said it was Peco.
Thank you. I didn't know everybody else was listening behind me, so... That was going to make reference to it, but I'm glad I started the trend. Good luck to everybody, and don't forget to go to MrPectacular.com and follow
you
me
rock,
on Twitter.
You rock, Jesse. You rock.
Hi.
Hello, Jesse.
Bye.
Thank you.
That
Jesse.
Was awesome.
Okay, so it's Peco?
Peco.
Peco.
Peco. Peco.
Peco. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Paul.
Ron, just to let you know, I have tried the 585 area code as just a fan, so don't pick Lori up.
Oh, I don't see Lori. Okay, can I breathe again? Because Peco just made me crack up laughing.
Oh, goodness, breathe in and out of your nose. In, out of your nose.
Okay. Okay, I wonder if this person is just listening in, too, because, like, I've tried to – let's do this again. 310. Hello.
Hello.
310.
310.
It sounds like this one's driving.
This one's in the car, for sure.
I wonder if it's somebody that's just listening in. I think this person
is
listening.
They're probably
listening.
Thanks for listening, 310.
Are you listening in, 310? We don't have no one else. Right now we have a deadline. So, I mean...
Wait a minute.
So
are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah, we're talking to you.
It's Bunky. I didn't press 1. You're supposed to press 1 if you want to talk to you guys, or just... I didn't press 1, so I'm like, I don't know who else is calling from California, but I'm listening to your show.
Oh, you're just listening. I'm so sorry. I will hang up then.
I
won't hang up. I'll mute you. That's cool.
Okay,
I just was checking.
I'm in Vancouver, and I'm like, who the hell is that idiot on 310 that won't talk? I mean,
the problem is the phone lines are so been so loaded up. I don't have nobody's number. You know, normally I have numbers in my head that we have. You know, who's calling in. So I'm all frazzled with this switchboard.
Yeah,
I don't know who the heck.
All frazzled up.
So, Bunky, I wish
you
sit down.
Of wine. But from my opinion, you need a glass of wine. I'm just saying.
Tomorrow night, I'm definitely gonna do it. I'm definitely gonna go give me a bottle of wine.
Well, what's tomorrow gonna do for you now?
I don't have no wine in the house.
Bunky's probably driving to go get a glass of wine right now.
Bunky, come and drink. I can drink alcohol. Oh. Listen, I have a question.
I'm sorry, Bunky.
Yeah, we have time now that Bunky's, you know, even though he shouldn't be, I mean, we do not condone driving and drink.
No, not that he's, I said he's driving to location.
What's your question, Bunky?
I have a question, though. Okay, so I'm really old and confused and everything, and unless I'm reading my computer screen, I forget things. And I have a question for John Crocker.
Yep.
Is John there?
Yep.
John,
yes,
John
is here.
Are you the John that calls us on Public Reality Rescue in Richmond, Virginia?
No.
Okay, so it's another John. I just knew the name was John. Okay.
I'm the one with the Big Brother collection, the one that sent you
okay.
A donation.
He has the best collection ever.
Yeah.
His phone is breaking up.
I can't hear Bunky. Oh. I think we lost Bunky.
Let me just put this out. You had a couple of times an unknown caller. If you got caller ID blocking on your phone, you can unblock it for one time by dialing star 82 before you dial. So keep that in mind.
Star 82. Thanks for the plug there, Paul. You rock.
I'm the tech guy.
Man, I'm just looking at Twitter real quick to see who all Paul has told people. And we've had Erica, we've had Peiko, we've had Shima, we've had Bunky, we've had Sheila, we've had Rennie, we've had June, we had Nicolmas, we've had Mandy, we've had Paul from Minnesota, we've had Jesse,
Lita,
oh my gosh.
Nikki?
Nikki, you didn't tweet her.
We've had a packed house so far. It has been epic. Perfect word for the day.
And like I said, tomorrow night we have more people calling in, and you know, Thursday, since some people like tonight, people from tomorrow's gonna have a chance to listen to tonight's show and everything. Thursday, what I'm gonna do is kind of not extend it in the sense of don't. I mean, I'm not going to – we'll tell you tomorrow night how I'm going to do it, but I probably will maybe do it. And we are moving the show to 9 o'clock, just to let you guys know, this week, starting this week, 9 o'clock every Eastern time for Thursday, the round table. And me and Cowboy will be part of the
I wonder what Cowboy's doing right now. I bet he's taking care of himself.
You know what? Let's play that. Let's play this clip, and maybe Bunky can hear it.
The cowboy clip.
Yeah, I have the cowboy clip. And people, for you guys who, thought, okay, I play this too much and everything, and blah blah blah, and you guys are, you know, think I, you know, but who cares? It's my show.
What's going on out there, ladies and gentlemen?
What up?
What's up, baby girl?
Hello,
Mr.
Cowboy.
I'm so excited. Y'all got to hear me out. It sounds like y'all are having a party, so I got to tell you what I'm going through tonight. So I'm home alone, so I took myself out on a date. I bought myself a drink. I'm going to take a hot bath, and I might even take care of myself. It's a great night in the neighborhood.
Over and over again, you know that, right?
Oh, my boy.
doing. You're doing you.
Oh, my gosh. This show,
well,
my gosh.
I got a lot of slack for that one, so guess what? Thank God for you, because it takes the slack off me.
Hey, hey, I love you, girl. Hey, I'm showing you some love. There you go.
I love you, too.
My question is, what are you going to be thinking about when you're taking care of yourself?
Yeah, what are you going to be thinking
about?
It's
not the hell. It's not you.
Cowboy, what? Cowboy,
oh, why did you be so mean about it? Ew.
I was, come on, I was trying to be...
Hey, maybe it's just a cell cop, so...
Alan's cracking you up in the chat room. Michelle, Alan's in the chat room saying, I had to listen to it live.
It was, oh my God, seriously, I can't even handle tonight. This is like too much, like, hilariousness, because that was so funny. He just called out of the blue, and he was just like, blam, like, here it is. Like Sheila walking into Chicken George in the bathroom, bam!
Yeah, she was on Nikki's show the other night, and I called in, and it wasn't Sheila's show. It was another time I talked to her, and I was gonna ask her that question, but I couldn't do it. I didn't want to embarrass her on Nikki's show. I forgot.
Oh,
I was gonna
goodness,
ask
it
that.
Was so funny.
Sheila actually liked talking about it.
Yeah, Chicken George loves telling that story.
Yeah, I need to get that clip from when he was on and did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The exact
hey,
words
John,
that he used was tripod.
Hey, John, are we expecting anybody else to call in? Are you pretty much?
I had one more person, but they're in a plane somewhere and hopefully getting down off the plane.
Okay.
Time to call. So.
Well, I'm probably, and I'm not going to guarantee, we're probably going to go ahead and let you and Vicky, if you guys, and anybody else, that if they had a guest that just couldn't do it Monday or Tuesday, we're going to have a hangover. Because I'm having so much fun of this, and I
feel
like...
too much
like,
fun.
Maybe.
Yeah, Panther really had a good. I mean, I feel the whole Panther situation with Beth and everything. It was a legit excuse why they can't call in tonight. But I'm going to give everyone else an opportunity. What we'll
so
do
maybe
is
like a little overflow
o'clock.
Night Thursday.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to say. It's like from 9 to like 9:45, 9:30, we will do the soap. Talk and like from like 9:30 to like maybe 10:30 we'll do it, and then what I'll do is maybe Saturday tell because we really do what my next task is going to be is going to be really simple task that you guys can do it and I could get it judged. So tonight's show has been so great, and I did extend it 2 hours, Michelle, just in case we do have a last minute guest that called in and everything, but so John, if they can't get in tonight, you still have time for maybe Thursday.
Hey, I will let them know.
Because right now I don't know.
I just
have to
make sure that at Thursday is still 10 o'clock, right?
No, it's nine. It's going to be somewhere between 9:45, probably 9:30, and 10 o'clock. Let's just say. I'll confirm it tomorrow. But tell your guests. I'm definitely going to probably, we'll automatically extend it. I'm going to get Panther the first half an hour, first 45 minutes, and I'll just double check with Panther. Panther, are you still on the phone line with us? I've got you picked up.
Yes.
So do you think, how long do you think we need with those two? Because I do want to extend it because Beth and everything. 45 minutes is going to be plenty of time, right? I mean,
that's entirely up to you. You're the one that's probably going to go over.
So yeah, what we'll do is we'll run it between 30 to 45 minutes, and let's go ahead, John, and let's plan it. We'll tell you tomorrow night. Let me make the decision. Let me sleep on it. But
it's so indecisive.
I'm trying to debate. I mean,
You sleep over it. Sleep over it, okay?
Yeah, catch me tomorrow morning. You could tell your guests about 9:45. I'm kind of thinking 45 minutes, and then if we have to, I'll rebook Beth and
Don't give it away.
I won't give the second one. I'll just say Beth. I'm just saying Beth. They don't know who Beth is. Okay, yeah. You're right. Okay. You guys talk amongst yourself.
Are you just getting a coronary? I don't even know what to say. I'm just happy about all the phone calls today. I think everybody did such a great job. You guys all rocked, and you all deserve to win this leg of the race.
Hey, Ron, now you've got somebody saying, good, we can get more people for Thursday night, right?
No, I wanted to ask, can I get more for Thursday or no? Because I had two that were supposed
really
to definitely say
tomorrow
yes tonight.
So here's the deal. Tomorrow night I'll officially
really
make that.
You know?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, pretty much, yeah, I think that's where I'm saying. But Panther, because of Panther having the technical difficulties of booking that person, okay, I feel, and then tomorrow night, Alan and this is the deal. Alan and Zach has kind of unfair advantage now. You understand? You know what I mean? Because they're going to be able to listen to the show. So what I'm thinking?
Well, it's kind of one of those things. It's already done. So it's kind of like whichever way you look at it, there's a disadvantage every way you look at it. You know?
Right.
Because
and I'm just trying to.
If you can find more guests within the next few days.
Go
you know
for
know
it.
I'm
saying yes.
So I'm
with you.
Go for it.
Michelle,
we're
on agreement.
You know, so.
And that's kind of like what I'm thinking, too. And that's I kind of feel like, and let me explain why, because, like, tomorrow night, Alan and Zach could find somebody for tonight. So let's, if we all keep, I'm going to allow tomorrow, Thursday will be it's going to be just like, you guys can just, you know, Thursday is it. You know, when Thursday is done, it's gone. But, you know, let's do it. I say yes, go
let's
for it.
Do it.
I'm making decisions. I'm not a deciding
balls
person.
To the walls
gonna...
this one, Ron. Balls to the walls.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Michelle? You didn't see this probably. But remember when you told me to extend the raffle? And, you know, the raffle tickets are still available. It's to get Jeff and Jordan's shirt. You can go to theradrealityshow.com and look for the Jeff and Jordan shirt. And you can buy raffle tickets for an autographed shirt of Jeff and Jordan. Well, Michelle told me last week I had to extend it. So what Michelle says, Michelle goes. So Michelle's the boss. So, Michelle, you said we do, okay?
Okay.
You there, Michelle?
I'm listening to you. I said, okay, let's extend it. I told you that already.
That's stupid.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I wrote on the thing. I said because Michelle said so, I had to.
Yeah. I said
hey,
so. So that's what's going down. Is everybody on board with me or what?
Yeah, see, now they won't have to blame me. See, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to throw the buck to you for then.
Oh, well, I'm just
say,
saying, like, you know, some people have things going on, like, you know, but, you know.
But Thursday's
it. And let's make it work. Come on, let's get this right.
Ron, now
down.
She wants to know what time your guest can call in because she can't talk over you.
Right, that's what I'm telling you. We will discuss that tomorrow night, so you're going to have to wait till tomorrow night. I'm going to try to figure out in my head what time we're going to do it.
There's a lot going on in that head, too, so.
If I can ask a question, your Thursday show has been for quite a while, starting at 10 p.m. Are you changing it to 9 p.m. this Thursday?
Yes, we are officially changing it. It's not officially done yet because I haven't had a chance to go to it, but it's officially 9 o'clock. But I'm going to give Beth – I'm just going to call her Beth. I'm going to give Beth, you know, a few minutes because, you know, I want to do it because that's – you know, we were going to –
Well, the other one's
going
to have a couple things that she wants to plug too, so don't forget that.
We were going to book – this is how it is. We were going to book this guest no matter what. Even if it didn't count, right? That's how I'm going to say it. But because after thinking in my head today, Alan and Zach kind of have an unfair advantage because of the whole
hearing the Tonight Show and now know where their target is, I kind of feel like it should be a free-for-all. So what I'll do is probably the first hour we'll do the Beth show. I'm just going to do the Beth part. And then probably around 9:45, you guys can start telling your guests to call in. And I say 9:45, meaning, and we'll do it till about 10:30, you know.
I have a question. And I'll only do this, and I can see Alan, and I can see Zach in the chat, so I don't know if they're on the phone line, but I'll only do it if they agree to it, because I know tomorrow night's their night, but I'm not going to be able to do Thursday night at 9 o'clock, but I can do tomorrow.
No, I told you 10. You can do it at 10.
Okay.
Are you going to be able to do it at 10?
No.
How about 10:30?
What's that?
10:30?
No, I'm working all night.
But
so
he can do it tomorrow.
I can do it tomorrow, but I only want to do it tomorrow if it's all right with Alan and Zach.
Okay, Alan, Zach, is it a thumbs up? Is it okay? For one, only you need just need one call then? Is that what you're saying?
Alan said he's cool with it. I don't know about Zach, though.
Well, he doesn't know yet because we just got brought upon this that he can.
I got people, so
John could have a possible couple callers. Like, you got to let him work his magic a little bit. He just found out about this.
Right, I understand.
And I hear the fingers working already. Someone's typing.
I'm waiting for Zach to respond.
I don't know. Okay. Yes.
Zach, do you hear us?
I saw him post a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah, I know.
There's a delay in the audio to where they're hearing it on their computer, if that's the way they're looking.
Okay, I figured that much.
Okay.
There it is.
Is he all right with it?
Yeah, he's okay, but we're the thing is, he got lots of people maybe call. He says, I'm fine. You read it. You can read it for, but I'll, just for people that are listening, I'm fine with it as long as my people don't get pushed out the time limit because of the tons of.
Which is fair, absolutely.
No, I don't have
that's
a.
That's what I was trying to say about Thursday.
I do not have a ton of people. I don't. No.
The thing is, if I extended it to everyone, if I extend it to one person, I got to extend it to everyone.
You
I
have to. You
Thursday.
Can't extend it to one person. It's just, you know, it's
yes.
just fair, and
yeah.
it is what
and,
it is, and you know.
And I tried to, because me and you haven't really talked about it, and this is the only time we, you know, sometimes we get a chance to talk because you're busy with work and everything. I tried to make it, you know, like one person, you know, one group for one night and one group the other night and try to make it.
Yeah, but you can't do that either because you have to give everybody a fair opportunity and it has to be.
No, that's what I was just getting ready to say. I try to, but it's kind of hard, you know, like John has to work. So, I mean, I understand him having to do that. And that's what I even said. If Zach's people had, or Alan Peterson had a call in tonight, you know, one or two, I wanted them to try to. It's like, Michelle, when you book your guests, you book for Monday, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't book for me for Tuesday. You book for Monday.
No.
And that's kind of what I was doing. And what I'm trying to get at is we're all good, and you guys all understand. If you need to talk to me after the show, find me on Facebook or everything. But I'm
tweet
excited.
Just twat Ron.
What?
What? I said just twat Ron.
Yeah, just twat Ron. This has just been a crazy show. I mean, we've had some weird.
Oh, my goodness.
I
don't think I can handle any more. It's been packed full of mysterious, suspenseful.
So you don't think you could call in tomorrow night? Do you have to work tomorrow night?
I don't have to. I do have things I have to do tomorrow. Well, tomorrow, Portugal State. But I will attempt to call in my endeavors and hopefully celebrating, which will be a definite, the Portugal's win. And they're way into the next round, so.
Because I was
going to
say,
if anybody wants to throw me an email and ask me to be their guest, like, you know, nobody threw me anything, so.
Because I totally couldn't.
Oh, okay.
It's my fault.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I had my feelings hurt until you just said that. But now that you said that, it's A-okay in my book.
Yeah. It was my fault.
It would be kind of hard because I know everybody, so, you know.
I'd be doing.
Hey, but
like,
no. What
you
I was
know.
Gonna think is, if you were free, you could just co-host with me tomorrow night as my co-host. But if you're not free and you might not be able to.
Well, I would be
good.
Out, but I will be able to call in for a little bit. But I won't be able to call in for too long.
What did I say no to, Vicky?
You said no to Michelle being a guest. Oh, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Vicky.
That we couldn't ask Michelle.
Yeah, that's what he said. I didn't know
yeah,
that
he
said that.
He
to
said
the guys,
he,
so.
He said that you would count for everybody. So don't
yeah,
ask.
I would. And you
yeah.
know what? I didn't know that, so that's why my feelings that I were broken are unbroken now. I love you all.
Do you know anybody from the real world? do you watch the
do
real
I?
World?
Do
yeah,
I?
No, Michelle.
Yes, do I? Yeah, I've actually met a bunch of them and partied with them, so. Yeah, I know a few. Hmm.
Well, supposedly some of the people maybe is from the real world, I think. Zach's kind of teasing
Ooh,
me.
Oh, I love it.
And been telling me. So
I mean, why do you go spill the beans, Ron?
I'm not.
The secret,
I'm just telling
you.
The people, the question was in the chat room. I'm asking the chat question. Don't,
I love
don't
how you get all riled
me.
Up. I love getting into that mode.
Don't
Where
do that, Mary. I have the bad heart over here. You guys are
I thought that was pretty funny, though.
It was. I'm joking. I'm okay.
I know you are. You always are. You're number one, my book.
So
are
I just want.
Are you
going to
be rooting for Portugal tomorrow? Ron, are you going to be rooting for Portugal tomorrow since USA is out? Hello?
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
You still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm going to guess. I don't guess at this that quickly, but I think maybe there is a technical difficulty right now with Ron's phone. But I certainly will be rooting for Portugal for you and for our friend Jeff. Who have that heritage? Who do they play, and when is it on? Do you know?
Thanks, Paul, for the segue, because that's what I was about to talk about. Tomorrow, everybody, Portugal will be playing. I believe it's either 2 or 2:30 Eastern Central Time, okay?
East Central?
Playing on, I'm sorry?
You said Eastern Central Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
Daylight, whatever.
Yeah. Eastern Standard Time, they will be playing at 2:30, I'm not quite sure. And they'll be playing against Spain, okay?
And
so
is Spain very good?
You know, they are good. They haven't looked good, but they are a great team. So never count out the Spaniards. They're good at their sport. So last game that Portugal played was against Brazil. They're the only team that Brazil didn't score against. They gave Brazil a run for their money. And I really think Portugal is their year this year, and I'm super excited. And I just want everybody to cheer for them. ESPN, I don't know which one it's on. It could be either 1 or 2. So everybody cheer for Portugal and Cristiano Ronaldo. Best player ever in the world. Yes.
Hula Girl is in the chat, and she said to tell you that she's going to be rooting for you too.
Thank you.
Hula
girl,
Ange.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right.
Now, I will root for you. If they win, I will send you a card.
Oh, you spoiled me. Mama Costa will be so happy because Mama Costa and Papa Costa are like, they're like having heart panic attacks. Like, they can't, because they can't watch the game, they're going to be at work. So they're going to be at work because we are very, very, very huge on our sport, and it's like one of those things that is so big in our heritage. So my mom and father are like praying, like, please let them win. So
this only comes on like once every 4 years, right, for the World Cup?
Yes, once every 4 years. And last year we got third place, and it was due to
referee mistake.
Oh, my God. How many bad calls are there going to be? Holy crap.
Yeah,
I've seen so many of them.
It's a problem this year. You've seen that, right, Paul? Like, have you seen that? The last yesterday, two of the games that were on were mistakes of the referees, which could have probably cost the game. Even though they scored more, that doesn't matter. That can also change the
strategy and how they attack, whether they defend and that type of thing. That was the England-Germany game, right?
Yeah, where England actually got a goal in, and they said he didn't get it in. I mean, how frustrating can you get? You know, you have this big, big event that happens once every 4 years, and it's huge in people's lives. And to have somebody who obviously is a person who makes mistakes, that's just the way it is. That's
right. You know, Michelle, in tennis where they have people standing on the line, all they have to do is have one referee that would be parked down at the goal, you know, the end line by the goal, and he would have seen that go in for England. So I don't know why they wouldn't.
I agree.
I mean, in the World Series, they always add two extra umpires that are standing way down the foul line. Why can't they do that for World Cup? By the way, it's on ESPN1. And it's at 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
Eastern Pacific Standard Central Time.
Rennie Time.
Yes, exactly. It gets frustrating when you watch a game like that, and you know that these two teams are playing with their heart and their soul, and they've waited for this, and you have this person that just takes the carpet from underneath them and sweeps it out because they weren't paying attention, they weren't doing their job. And it gets really frustrating, especially when FIFA itself isn't actually acknowledging anything that happens. They're kind of blowing it off, pretending like, oh, maybe people will forget. They don't understand. Soccer fans are the nuttiest fans ever. They will riot, set fires, flip things. Like, I mean, you're
passionate
people. The only thing that FIFA wants is for them not to rerun the play on the video screen because they don't want people to see that. That's the only thing they had to say. Which was like, what are you talking about? Like, so basically you're saying your people making mistakes and you want to hide it, you know? People have eyes. They can see that. And, I mean, in every sport, they should have replay, instant replay. I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why taking out a couple minutes of watching what actually did happen, because video doesn't lie, you know, and just take out a few minutes to maybe change the way a game goes. I mean, these are big, big events. You know, I'm still not over the whole Celtics thing, but that was all run by the referees. So, you know, and of course, you know, Survivor, but we're not going to get into that because we don't want to have a heart attack.
Yes, we can leave that alone. This is an extended technical difficulty. Normally, by now, I think Ron would be back on, but we just have to go with the flow.
Be quiet, Paul. I'm
Hi.
Here.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome home, Ron.
I wanted to just do what you guys do without me being around.
Oh, well, I started, like, touching on the Survivor thing, but we decided to step off it since you weren't on.
Okay, I got another caller. We do have another caller. Let's bring him up and everything.
All right.
Unknown caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm not really anybody, but I was just calling to tell Paul I think he's one of the best co-hosts ever.
Aww.
And that Portuguese princess, she's really hot.
Yes, she is. I have to agree with that one.
Are you smoking or something over there? Because you think Paul is a great co-host and Michelle's hot. Did you see her in that red leotard?
Of course. She rocked that red leotard.
Okay.
She didn't win that trip to Hawaii, though. I don't think she likes it.
You know, I was hoping would ask Libra to call in. I was hoping someone would ask Libra to call in.
I did ask Libra to call in.
I'm not Libra. I'm not anybody, really, so... I knew that the show was ending soon, so I wanted to call and for Paul.
Oh, well, you're somebody in my book for saying that. Thank you.
So
what is your name?
Anonymous caller. That's fine.
Yep, that's my name, Anonymous.
Anonymous. Okay, Anonymous.
Wait,
well,
wait.
That was very flattering. Thank you, darling.
Can I ask a question? Should I give a point to Paul for
You should give Paul 10 points. He's way better than that Allen guy.
Oh my God.
Wow. You know, for a second there I thought it was Corey. But I know it's not Corey.
Oh, that stupid name. Just kidding.
I was going to say, you know who Corey is, right?
You sweetie, you're...
Yes, I know who Corey is.
Who is this? I'm trying to figure out who the voice is.
I thought maybe it was Christina.
But Christina would have sounded like, wah, 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 wah. And then I thought maybe it was Mandy hiding her number. Who are you? Tell us who you are. We only got 4 minutes.
It's me. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so I thought I'd call in.
Who?
Deb.
Deb.
She's so sweet.
You know what? I should have got this with the unknown number.
I was trying to figure out.
You had me there for a second there. I was like trying to figure out who the heck you are. I did not figure out who you were. Was I keep on picking up on you?
No, this is the first time I had called in.
Oh, you missed it.
No, I listened to it.
No, but Peiko was on.
Oh, I heard. Trust me, I heard. I heard that Peiko crap. I heard Peiko. How many times did he call in? 10 million, something like that. Just kidding.
Okay.
I don't love you, Jesse, but I know Peiko.
Hey, Deb.
We missed you, Deb, actually.
Huh?
I was going to say we've missed Deb.
That's what I said as well, and I want to hear you back on here more.
Oh, Big Brother's coming. You'll be back for Big Brother, won't you? I mean, I'm hoping.
I'll probably call in a little bit during Big Brother, just to let you guys know. Of course, there's all kinds of stuff going on my lap, but I am going to be losing my job at the end of September. So I've been trying to get some, you know, my resume and all that stuff out there.
Have good thoughts for you.
Yeah, because I was going to I definitely want you back on the round table. That's the one I definitely want you to, if you can make Thursday right after the show, you know, me, Cowboy, and you, and I was thinking Paul and Alan, and then we'll get
Oh, and speaking
people.
Of Alan, I was just kidding. I was only kidding. But Paul is better than you, but, you know, I didn't mean to put that out there publicly.
You know why? You know why Paul's better than Alan? You know why Paul's better than Alan?
I know why.
I know, because he shows up on time.
That's right.
I'm just kidding, Alan. Don't hate me.
Alan, I do have to say, I was talking to Alan today, Michelle. Michelle, whenever I tell Alan to call in, I had to tell him Central Time, because who's that?
I don't know. There's like some music.
But whenever I call, I mean, it's so funny. It's just okay. Zach's on the phone line for a second. Someone bring Zach up. And Alan, if you want to call in, you know, we'll bring you up. We only got 2 minutes. We only got a minute. Zach, you want to say something? And Zach, I'm gonna be okay. I do watch some Real World.
All right. Well, no, I have a serious question for you, because I was just double checking for the show tomorrow on Blog Talk, and it does not show that you have a show listed for tomorrow. It says your next show's not till the 1st.
What?
Okay,
yeah,
thanks for the heads up, Zach, but there will definitely be a show.
No, it doesn't. It says right there. It says, it does. No, it doesn't. No, it's... It says Manic Monday is going on, and then it says the 29th. No, it says it.
Can I see it? Because I went to your main Ron Rad show, or Ravioli show page, and I didn't listen. I clicked on Upcoming, and the first one that lists for Upcoming is 7-1.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know why it's not going up on mine.
It says 6-29. No. Because it's probably just switching over. I don't know.
You remember? Well, you remember sometimes how it shows the day ahead instead of the actual day? Because remember, you've had that kind of issue before where, like,
yeah, but
like
I think they
you,
fixed that.
I don't, well, that's but the only reason be, because 7-1 you wouldn't normally have a show anyway, because that's a Wednesday. Or are you having one on Wednesday?
No, that's a Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Ah, see, I don't even know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, wait. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We're going to lose people. Michelle,
oh, yeah,
say goodbye.
Well, I just want to thank everybody who had everybody call in. You guys all rock and made the best person win. And thanks for everybody that called in, and thanks for everybody listening out there. Love you guys all, and we'll be chatting with you next week, Manic Monday.
And I can't wait till tomorrow. Come back tomorrow at 10 p.m. There is a show,
don't
Zach. Don't worry about it. There is a
all
show,
right.
Zach.
All right,
just
bye, everybody.
Hey, guys. Hi, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Michelle. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. But I'm going to keep
bye.
On saying
bye.
Goodbye to everyone. Gets off the phone lines. I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. Tuesday, get off the phone lines. Bye, bye,
bye.
No, I'm just joking. I got to let this go.